protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with the Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Many are surprised to learn what a full life a veteran with a disability can lead. For example, Steve Baskis is a 27-year-old veteran who is pursuing a college degree, has taken up mountain climbing, and is blind. Recently, on behalf of BVA and other blinded veterans, he visited the members of Congress to request additional funding for combat-related eye trauma research. He's also participated in Project Gemini, a program that links blinded vets in the U.S. with those in the U.K. To learn more, visit bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second hour of our January 10th, 21 show. My name is Sheila Young, and I am a co-host for tonight's show. We're happy you're listening. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And I believe we're going to go to our first trivia question. So
right now. You forgot to say you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Well, they already did.
He's back.
Thank you
for that nice reintroduction.
You are listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And I think we're going to our first trivia, aren't we, Chris?
Yes, we are.
Wait a minute.
Sure.
Hold on.
All right.
Wait a minute. Stop. Listen. Mike. Mike. Sheila is the big sister, Mike. You just can't come barging in. She had it all under control. You just can't. You forgot to say you're listening to the.
Well, he's Michael, you know.
I'm sorry. That was just funny. I just thought that was hilarious. You can only get this on live radio. You can't get this nowhere else.
Oh, Chris, play our first trivia.
Okay. Here we go.
Who is singing this song?
407-894-1680.
I thought it was very appropriate for what our country has been going through this week. So if you know who's singing that song, please call 407-894-1680. It is a great song. It's an old song, but it's a great song.
Good choice, Sheila.
Okay. So, Michael, while we're waiting, you were talking this week about a bank issue. Would you like to have a short conversation about that?
Well, you set me straight on it. But I just tell people what happened so in case it ever happens to them. I called up another bank. I just changed banks. And when I changed banks, I called up. I wanted to know my balance. The woman asked me for my account number. Well, I didn't memorize it, so I asked Lynn in the background, what's my account number? So Lynn's giving me the account number, and I'm saying it. She says four, I say four. She says five, I say five. Woman says, wait a minute, you have a third person there? I said, yes. I said, I can't talk to you because you're with a third person. I said, ma'am, you have to understand something. I'm blind. I don't know Braille. And my wife, who's giving me the numbers, and that's why I'm giving you the numbers that she's giving to me, because I don't know the numbers by heart. And she says, I can't talk to you. I said, why not? It's my bank. It's my checking account. So she says, well, until you know your numbers by heart, I can't take it from a third person. I said, ma'am, what, you want to ask me some questions? You want to ask my Social Security number? I know it. You want to ask me some other questions? I can tell you. You want to know when I opened the bank? You want to know anything else? I'll tell you. I said, I don't know the checking account number. It's a new bank, as you know. She says, I'm not allowed to talk to you because you're talking to a third person. Anyway, make a long story short, I told Sheila, I said, that's not very nice for a blind person. What are we supposed to do? Get Sheila, so now take back what you said.
It's for your security, because you could be held hostage by someone that wants to know what is in your checking account. So they, on the other end of the phone, don't know who you're talking to. That, you know, you could say, oh, that's my husband or that's my wife. And, you know, because you've probably been pre-told, don't tell them I've got you hostage, you know. And it's for your security. So I totally understand why the bank does that. And what I do a lot, because I'm usually on my computer when I'm looking at my credit card or my bank number, I will put an earpiece in and I will let my screen reader read my account number so they can't hear the computer talking.
Oh, that's neat. So, I never thought about that.
Yeah, you know, but that's what you have to do. Or if you have a digital recorder of some sort, you could record your account number and then put an earpiece in. And while you're talking to somebody on the phone, you've got the earpiece in your ear, and you could say, okay, you know, give me a second and I'll tell you my account number. And then you can record it on that digital recorder ahead of time, and you can tell them without them hearing a person. So there are ways to do it, but it's for your safety.
Well, what I did was I called the branch that I opened, where I opened the bank, where I opened the checking account, and I asked the woman who opened the account what her suggestion would be.
Uh-huh.
And I took her suggestion. So now Lynn is going to be my POA, power of attorney, on
right.
the account.
Right.
And I have to go down there with the POA paper,
right?
And which I have. And then they will listen to a third person, because all I have to say, all the person who's looking at the screen will see POA Lynn Golder.
Uh-huh.
But
listen,
those folks who listen to the show right now, if you have any other thoughts, I certainly would love to hear, because a lot of folks might not have a POA, or they might not have someone. See, what do you do? If you have talking to your bank or talking to anybody with that same similar problem.
You know, and I don't have a POA. I'm single. I don't have a husband. I don't have a partner to be able to read me information. And
but you know Braille. So you can write down in Braille your number, and you
can
read it from the Braille.
Yes,
I can't do that.
I can. But you can also have a digital recorder and be able to put it on that and be able to have Lynn record it for you, and then you could do that. So there are ways to get around it, but it is for your safety. And I get it. I mean, I appreciate the fact that they're trying to keep us all safe.
Okay.
Chris, okay, so I got two callers on the phone line ready to come in. I got Peggy from Sebring, Florida, and Kellum from the inside of her car over Orlando, Florida. That's a new area you're not accustomed to yet, but you're going to get it. So
okay, one is from where?
She's from Sebring.
Sebring. And the other young lady is from where besides Sebring?
Inside Orlando, Florida. Inside her car, Orlando, Florida.
Okay, Orlando, Florida. Who was first?
Sebring. Miss Peggy from
Sebring. Sebring was first. Okay. So who's the young lady or young man calling from Sebring?
Her name is Peggy.
Peggy Sue. Peggy, are you on the phone, Peggy?
Yes, I am. Hi, Peggy. Yes. How are you?
Peggy.
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Who's singing that song?
Edwin Starr, I think it is.
She was right. She's right. You just won yourself like a $10 gift card.
Oh, thank you.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway, Peggy.
Congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you.
Peggy, got a question for you. Who sang the song Peggy Sue?
Oh, Buddy Holly.
She's right. She said it. Buddy Holly. Oh, damn. No, she knows. She knows Buddy Holly.
Yes. Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, I wanted to be, I wanted them to change my middle name to Susan so I could be Peggy.
Okay. Well, off the air, give your name and address so we can send you the $10 gift card.
All right. Thanks for listening, dear.
All right, we're going
to
go and
to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Let's take the other caller.
We're going to talk to Kellum from inside her car, Orlando. That's a new area, on the southeast west side of Orlando.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Great. You,
Kellum? Can you turn your radio down for me, please?
Yes. What's your first name?
Okay.
Kellum.
Now, can you hear me?
What's your first name?
Kellum.
Okay, yes. What's your first
Kellum?
Name?
Annie.
Kellum.
Annie, can you hear me?
Oh, Annie. Annie, get your yo-yo. Yes. Annie, get your gun.
Yes.
Oh,
Annie, get your gun.
Yes.
I had to answer as well, but she just called before me.
You'll have to call back. Call back again.
Uh-huh.
Okay, right. We'll call back again.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
I will.
We have to go to
thank
break.
You.
Go to break.
All right.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. Okay.
Happy New Year to you. See, thanks for listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Want to go to break?
All right.
We'll be right back. Don't go away. Okay. We're going to break.
All right.
Don't go away. We'll
Bye.
Be right back.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades perform for you. The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter, ATIA 2021. AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitor experience and all the prizes ATIA exhibitors are giving away. This year, there's also a range of registration options, including a free option. Learn more and register to attend by visiting atia.org/blindandbeyond. And don't forget, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21VISION.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Join us March 6th through March 14th, 2021 for the 36th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference hosted by California State University Northridge's Center on Disabilities. For the first time, the CSUN Conference will be held virtually, giving everyone across the world the opportunity to experience the latest innovation, research, and cutting-edge technology solutions showcased at the premier assistive technology conference. Attendees can access over 200 educational presentations and can participate in interactive pre-conference workshops for more in-depth training and content. And don't forget to visit the Exhibit Hall, open March 9th through March 13th, which is free to the public and offers an opportunity to interact with companies who develop the products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and to register, visit the conference website at csun.at/conference.
Spectrum Power Studios.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And listen, folks, if you miss any part of this show, don't forget to go to our website. You can see it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's all there. Matter of fact, we've got almost 6 years. There's almost 300 shows that you can listen to. BlindAndBeyondRadioShow.org. That's the website. Blind and, don't forget the A&D, BlindAndBeyondRadioShow.org. Lynn, you are up.
Okay, well, it's my pleasure to welcome for the very first time our guest Zoomer, Andrew Elkins. And Andrew happens to be the event and marketing manager at CSUN Center on Disabilities, at California State University. So welcome all
welcome,
the way
Andrew.
From California, Andrew.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
It's wonderful to have you. So tell us what's going on. How are you doing out there in California?
We're doing okay. We're just trying to keep safe and you know, take care of our families and really just keep busy.
Yeah.
So tell us about CSUN.
Well, you know, we're going to be holding the 36th annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference in March, March 16th to the 14th. So we are really diving in deep, getting our planning going.
And what all is included in the conference? Because unfortunately, I have never been able to attend one. So,
well, you should certainly attend, Sheila.
I will. I will this year.
We're going to get to California, Sheila, virtually.
Exactly. I've never been to California.
We'll beam you up, Scotty, right?
Okay.
Well, I think that's really the benefit of the virtual conference this
it
year.
Is.
Is that people from all around the world have an opportunity to actually attend the conference. And since it's the premier assistive technology conference in the world and the longest running, it opens up all this assistive technology for so many people.
So this is the beginning of March.
Yes, it's March 6th to the 14th. So we basically have 3 days of pre-conference workshops, which are live in a virtual web format. So that's really focuses on like in-depth training and content, and you get to interact with the instructors. And then over 6 days towards on the back latter half of the conference, we have over 200 educational sessions that will all be pre-recorded, but some will have live Q&A. And then all that will be on demand during the entire run of the conference, which is also extremely different from our normal conference because when you're in person, there's only so much that you can attend and see. Now you can actually see all of the content.
And is it all via Zoom or is it another platform?
We are having a specific platform built for our conference because we are finding that there's not a lot of platforms, especially virtual event platforms, that are built with accessibility in mind. Uh-huh. So being the leader of assistive technology conferences, we need to make sure that we are providing the utmost care to putting on our conference.
And how much did you say it's free to register?
Well, it's free to attend our exhibit hall, which also runs 5 days, but there is a cost. It's $425 to attend the general sessions. That does include the exhibit hall, and that excludes our keynote, our feature presentations. Pre-conference workshops are extra.
And that's for the entire week?
That is for the entire week. It's also, it's not as expensive as our in-person conference was.
Right. And how easy is your website to go to register? And is registration already open?
Yes, registration is open. It is easy to go to our website, which is csun.at/conference. You just go on the main page. There's a link to our registration page. You'll get information and the link to actually do the registration. And it is very accessible.
That's awesome. And can you give our listeners a sample of what some of the sessions might include?
Well, I mean, all of our sessions are in three different tracks. So we have general sessions, which includes educational, employment, and workplace. We've got our science and journal track, which is very geared towards research. And then we have our exhibitor tracks, which are a little bit more on the presentation side of products. Having over 200, it's really hard for me to kind of narrow down to a couple to say. But we do have a list of all of our sessions currently up on our website as well.
If anybody has any questions, you can call 407-894-1680.
Andrew,
would love to answer questions.
Yeah, can you tell the people, the listening audience, Andrew, what types of disabilities are covered at the conference?
We cover just about, I would like to say almost the entire gambit of disabilities, whether it be physical, cognitive, emotional. There's technology out there that helps address inclusivity for all people with disabilities. And so our conference is not focused specifically on one disability, but we try and focus more of a broad topics.
Mm-hmm. But there's a lot for blind and visually impaired.
Very much so.
If you'd like to call and ask Andrew any questions, now's the time to do it. 407-894-1680. If you want to ask Andrew any questions about CSUN, call now. 407-894-1680.
So the registration is already open, correct?
Correct. It's open already, and it closes on March 2nd at 3 p.m. Pacific time.
Sheila, did you have any other questions for Andrew?
He answered the ones I had because I, you know, my number one priority is making sure that any registration, no matter what we're registering for, is accessible to all of our screen readers,
right.
You know.
Right, right.
And, you know, because it is challenging sometimes. And I know CSUN is one of the leading organizations that make sure that things are accessible, so...
Yeah, our university, we're guided by the regulations of our university, which are very accessibility friendly.
Right. You know, and people will say, "Well, our website's accessible." Yeah. Well, guess what?
Yeah. No. Trust me. I understand. That's why I was mentioning that. You know, we couldn't just use one of the virtual event platforms that are out there. We had to literally build our own because people say it's accessible, but they're not all really accessible.
Can you give us an example of the itinerary for a particular day, just generally?
So let's take Tuesday is kind of the opening of our general session. So we're going to have the keynote in the morning, which our keynote speaker is Anthony Colho, who was basically the primary sponsor for the American with Disabilities Act. So he's a big keynote speaker for us. Wow. And then we'll release a significant number of our general session presentations in the morning. They're not necessarily going to be scheduled except for the ones that are going to have live Q&A at the end, which will be spread out throughout the day. So you'll have access to a large number of sessions each day. And then the exhibit hall also will be open as well. And then each exhibitor will have their own exhibitor page where you'll also be able to interact with them live in a one-on-one kind of booth staff environment.
And is your time California time?
Yes, the conference takes place in Pacific time.
All right, so Pacific, you're going to start at 8 o'clock in the morning, which would be 11 o'clock here.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Because it's so funny because we have people from all over the world that listen to all of our community calls, and it's like, okay, this is Hawaiian time, and this is like, holy cow.
Well, we did also try and take into consideration that there were people in different time zones. Obviously, one of the reasons a bunch of our stuff's on demand, but the exhibit hall on, I think it's 2 out of the 5 days runs late. And then we have a special Saturday exhibit hall. We don't normally have our exhibit hall open on Saturdays during the normal conference, but we decided that, you know, if people are working,
right.
Especially since, we're a little bit more flexibility, that we actually have some hours on Saturday, the 13th, for our exhibit hall as well.
And do you expect do you have a great amount of exhibitors that are going to be participating for people to be able to check them out? Exhibitors have already registered. So
yes, we're still actually registering exhibitors at this time because we're focused right now on recording all of our presentations, but there's still some time for exhibitors to come in and exhibit with the conference. But we have over 50, which for a virtual conference is quite a lot.
That's great. Yeah, that's really good.
Well, Andrew, throw out the contact information again, okay? It is in the ad, but tell everybody how to find out more information.
So you can either contact us on our website and get more information there, which is csun.at/conference, or you can email us at conference@csun.edu.
And it's also on our webpage.
Right.
So if you want to know about CSUN, go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and it's all there as far as any information you want to know about CSUN.
Can you say the email again, please? It's
conference@csun.at.edu,
did you say?
No, it's conference@csun.edu.
Oh, edu. Okay. Got it. Okie doke. Well, thank you, Andrew.
Thank you so much, Andrew.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All the way from California.
More than welcome.
Thank
you. All the way to California. And
please stay well.
Yeah, please stay safe.
Safe. You guys too. Stay safe.
Thank you, Andrew. Good luck with the conference.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew.
Okie dokie.
And all you folks listening in California, all be safe. California's rough out there. Very bad in California.
We're going to go to break.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. When we come back, we're going to come right into another trivia.
Yep.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com. SUNU.com.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries CBD is sourced from USDA certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money back guarantee.
at SundayScaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform, perform for you.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. It's time for the next trivia. That's right. Trivia time. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. Listen to this song. I think a lot of you should know it. Who is singing this song? This was a huge, among us song. 407-894-1680. 1680. Who is singing this song? And while we're waiting for someone to call in and tell us who's singing the song, let's take Mike from Aventura, Florida. Mike, are you there from Aventura, Florida?
Yeah.
I used to do mashed potatoes to that, Lynn.
Yeah? What about with gravy or without the gravy?
Oh, wow.
Mike, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike?
I have a few suggestions for your situation.
Yeah, I'm listening. I need suggestions.
Okay, number one. What you could do is, do you read Braille?
No.
No. Okay. Number two, what you could do is, if they want to know your account number, tell them that you're blind, naturally, and tell them that you could look it up. They could look it up by your Social Security number. Okay? If that doesn't work... Speak to a bank executive. Try to speak to somebody and... That's higher top in the bank.
A supervisor.
Okay, yeah. A supervisor. Okay, but...
Well, at the time I asked, but she said they're all busy. That's what she said to me.
Oh, boy. oy vey. Tell them it's important. Tell them you want to...
When I spoke to the branch... And told them a story, she said they were right for doing that, because what Sheila said, that's the problem. They've had too many problems with third persons, older people. That's exactly what Sheila said. Sheila, what you said was 100% that's exactly what they said. That
wow.
The third person could be holding the person hostage. And
it's for your safety.
For your safety. That's what she says, for your safety.
Well, I'm glad I was right for something.
You were right. Oh, you were right. Well, you were right.
Try to tell them, because I've had that situation myself, and they said, well, we could work with the Social Security number.
Well, then I said that to you. You can ask me any question you want. My Social Security and everything else.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks,
okay,
Mike,
you're
for
welcome.
Pulling me. Appreciate it, Mike.
Okay.
Stay safe down there.
Stay safe in Aventura.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Do we have any callers, Chris?
No, not yet. I'm waiting.
I cannot believe nobody called in yet.
Let's play, Sheila, why don't you tell what we're going to play next? Tell a little bit about it.
This is not a tribute song.
No, this is just for fun.
No, this is just for fun. This past week was Lewis Braille's birthday. And for those of you that are sighted that don't know who Lewis Braille is, he is the person that created the Braille writing system. He lost his vision when he was young, and I believe an Army officer taught him how to do kind of a Morse code, and he created Braille by using dots. So this song was created, and I love it. So I just think it's really cute.
Okay, Chris, take it away.
Louis was a man born 200 years ago, and though he couldn't see, he learned a lot more than we know. It bugged him as a kid that he couldn't learn to write, but later on in school they would read to him at night. Louis, anyway, oh, 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 we gotta read now. Friends the way to play. Yeah, Louis still believed he'd read and write someday. Then an army officer showed him how to write with dots, but Louis knew for sure he had to change the bumps a lot. Louis, Louis, oh, 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 we gotta read now. Alphabet with slang and style of skills, and that's what help him not forget. And even here today, his code can help us pass a test. The folks who try to change it, Louis' code is still the best. Louis, away, oh, 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 we gotta read now. The world gave us words that we can touch. We can do it on our own, read in English, French, or Dutch. And on his special day, everyone should stand and say, thank you, Louis Braille, your code has given us the way. Thank you, Louis Braille, your code has given us the way. Oh, Louis, Louis, oh no, we gotta read now. Oh yeah, 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 oh Louis, Louis.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila, for setting that in.
And that was...
I love it. It's just, you know, and it is so true, because Braille is a very important communication tool, reading tool. There's a lot of people that love Braille. I love Braille because it is a great way, as Mike said, you know, to write down your bank numbers if you need to, or label things. And I just, you know, he was a genius.
What do you think, that as far as the blind community, I would say half the people do not know Braille?
Probably more than that.
At least.
More than that.
I think anybody in the blind community, I think people like myself that went blind after the age of 55, 60, they probably don't know the Braille.
And they should learn Braille, if for no other reason than a self-communication tool.
And so what would you advise, Sheila? What would be the easiest way and the quickest way for somebody to learn? I mean, how long did it take you to learn?
Okay. Well, I learned, I was in my 40s when I learned. So
no, but how long did it take you to learn?
I still learn every day when it comes to Braille. And, when I took it at the rehab center in Virginia, I thought, you know, I'm never going to use this. Well, I was crazy, because I used it the 14 years I was working for the school system, you know. But it depends on how much you want to know. You know, if you just want to use it as a self-communication tool, it would not take long, but it depends on your sensitivity in your fingers, and it depends on how much you want to learn it, because you got to have the desire.
That's so true.
You know, you've got
and the time to learn
to do it.
Yeah,
you got to want
and the time to learn.
Yeah,
right. So, and it is, you know, like I said, I don't read Braille books, but I certainly label things in Braille. I write down notes if I need them in Braille. You know, and now that I'm not working anymore, I tried to label something the other day and I was like, oh, what is that code? You know, because if you don't use it, you lose it. So
that's in everything. And everything, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Right. And I do think that everybody that goes blind at some point should just learn the basics. Just learn your alphabet. And, you know, you can just make yourself a little note.
Hey, Chris, anybody calling in? Nobody knows it? That trivia?
Nope, not yet.
Well, I'll give it out right now. Okay, so for those folks,
break now, anyway.
The song was Please Mr. Postman. Who sang it was the Marvelettes. The Marvelettes. They had a huge record, Marvelettes, on Motown Records. Please Mr. Postman.
So let's go to a quick break.
We're going to have a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. SpokenRx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about SpokenRx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx. RX.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scary's CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scary's today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit Sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's Sunu.com. Sunu.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Check us out. Check out our web. BlindAndBeyondRadioShow.org. Blind and, don't forget the Andy, and BlindAndBeyondRadioShow.org. If you missed any part of this show or any show in the last almost 6 years, we'll be on the radio. That's right. April will be 6 years. Come
up
with 6 years.
Holy cow. Holy cow. That's going to be some anniversary.
Yeah.
Yep. All righty. Well, before we say goodnight to Sheila and Chris, I'd just like to remind everybody to come back next week. We'll be still sitting here. We'll be sitting here in our house.
I can't sit down anymore.
Yeah, well, the one dog is sitting on Michael's chair. She said, that's it. Show's over. So anyway, next week, we'd like to welcome back our co-host, Dave Hillebrandt. He's always fun to be have on the show. And we have guests calling in from Sunu Band. You don't know what that is? Well, guess what? Then tune in next week and you'll find out. And Foundation Fighting Blindness and our old friends, Judy and Case, her husband, Casey Matthews, will be calling in from Colorado. They're no longer in Orlando. They're calling in from Colorado.
By the way, folks, how do you like the Foundation Fighting Blindness, their jingle? I'd like to hear from anybody out there. I'd like to know how you like the jingle from Foundation Fighting Blindness.
None other than Dave. David, he actually wrote it and he produced it.
Hey, Mike, just to give you a heads up, first quarter thus far, 28-0 Cleveland over Pittsburgh.
No.
Oh, our neighbor Michael down the street will be so happy. Well, good night, Sheila. Good night, Chris.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Sheila. Good night, guys.
Merry Easter. Happy 6-year anniversary.
Happy New Year. Happy birthday, Chris.
Hey, happy birthday, Sheila. We celebrate the whole month.
Amen.
Thanks, Sheila, for coming on the show. Thank you, Lynn.
And thank you, Sheila and Chris, for putting up with us.
And Phoebe, thanks for sitting in my chair, so I have to stand up now. I can't sit down, Evie.
All right, everybody have a great week.
That's and listen, folks,
be safe.
Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Stay there. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week.
Good night.
Love you all. Take care. Be safe.